Hello, my name is Elise Martin. I'm a sophomore journalism major from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello, my name is Escudar Gazine. I'm a senior TV film major, playwriting minor from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hello, my name is Danielle Coleman. I am a senior music therapy major, minor voice music, and I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. And we're gonna be talking about social and political representation in hip-hop music in the present day. So, for the introduction, social and political representation in hip-hop music is very important for listeners to hear. Social representation of hip-hop was a part of hip-hop that was a part of the socially consciousness that dealt with difficult challenges, for instance, dominant cultural, social issues, political, philosophical, and economic consciences.
The social representations for hip-hop was a way for artists to say comments and to protest the situations that are involved in our world. This era of hip-hop was the turning point for hip-hop artists to call out for political, social action, and social activism. It made a difference for artists making songs about different topics and interpreting for others to hear about and see a change, and put in action the struggles of not just African Americans, but also other races that have struggled with and made an impact on the world to see. The reason why this topic is very important to us is because it allows the artists to express their feelings about any topic that we struggle with or have been going through thick and thin. It is also important because it makes people know that we are not alone and we have to stick together no matter what.
Hip-hop music and political rap were developed in the 1980s. This era of hip-hop was inspired by a lot of political preachers from the 1970s that made an impact on us from generation to generation. Even though hip-hop started in the 1980s, it has really embraced different eras of hip-hop to continually spread the legacy of others who have started and continue to finish strong. Hip-hop has always been an instrument to highlight the essence of rap. What makes social and political representations in hip-hop so amazing to talk about today in music is that it shares about anti-racism, Black liberation, nationalism, anti-poverty, class struggle, socialism, conspiracy theories, religion, and injustices. Social and political rappers talk about communities that people have experienced by how they felt neglected in those areas. So each of us will provide examples of artists who have exhibited this political behavior, and we'll examine the effects of it and how it influenced listeners to listen to the specific artists, as well as what we as listeners should do with these musical masterpieces.
So the rappers that I believe and sincerely have inhibited political behaviors are Tupac Shakur, N.W.A., Jay-Z, Nipsey Hussle, and Common. And the reason why I specifically picked these six people is because they all give out unique messages about the topics that they are expressing in their own opinion, and see if we can see a change of the message that they are protesting about. I will be talking about different artists that I choose and will explain the different songs that have impacted listeners to engage in their music more. So the first artist I picked was Tupac Shakur featuring Talent, song called No Changes. The reason why I chose this song is because Tupac is targeting his audience by saying, quote, "We got to start making changes." To summarize it, he talks about how racism and crime is still going on and we need to put a stop to it. Cops are killing African American men in general by the color of our skins. As listeners, to continue this legacy and constantly remind ourselves that even though we are happy that the artist Tupac has written this song is a wake-up call, we still have to have the tools in order to see a change in society as a whole. The second group that I picked was N.W.A. called Fuck the Police. This was a popular group back in the late 1980s, early 1900s from Compton, California. The reason why I chose this song is because the group talks about how they are protesting and expressing how they feel towards the police and also have a respect towards the authority of African Americans in general. How listeners can continue to keep the legacy alive is that even though the police are still being racist towards African Americans today, we still need the police to start having respect towards us as African Americans in general. The third artist I chose was Nipsey Hussle featuring YG called Fuck Donald Trump. This song is about a strong criticism of the policy of the Republican presidential candidate for the 2016 U.S. presidential election. This referred to Donald Trump being the 45th president of the United States and seeing the negatives about how Donald Trump acts by him being the president and how many things he has destroyed for his presidency. How listeners can continue to listen to this and keep this legacy alive is by knowing that this shows that a president can bring negativity based on their actions. We have to learn how to address our issues to continue to become better for ourselves before we stand in a higher position. The next artist, Jay-Z, song called Politics as Usual. This song means, in Jay-Z's words, quote, "My life is based on sacrifices." That means that he expresses how he has to sacrifice everything, whether it is to vote, music, or taking care of his family, and etc. How listeners should resonate this song and continue to keep it a legacy by saying, "Life before music was a sitcom perfect." This means that in order to become a successful artist, your mentality should be stronger than ever. The last artist that I chose to talk about is Common featuring John Legend's song, Glory. This song was dedicated to 1960s civil rights movement. This was led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and it brings the African American request for equal rights and justice for the United States. How listeners can listen to this song and to continue on the legacy is that even though back in the 1960s, where the civil rights movement was beginning, it was still a hard time for African Americans. Even though today it is not as bad as it was back then, it's still getting worse just by seeing a lot of crimes and racism that are faced in our world today. Dr. Martin Luther King was an instrument to this civil rights movement. We have to continue on the legacy, and we are still going to go high and not let anyone stop our way. And that is why I chose these particular artists for the social and political rappers that made an impact to the world about the different topics that go around in our society.
I'll be discussing political rappers in Africa. Political hip-hop is also extremely prevalent in Africa. Artists use their platform and their lyrics to create conflict and protest music. They discuss controversial topics such as war, corruption, racism, and rights. Somalian rapper Kanaan, for example, exhibits this political behavior in his song, My Old Home. In the song, he speaks of pre-war Somalia as his quote-unquote old home and metaphorically analyzes how war has corrupted Somalia and its people. Another example of political hip-hop artists within Africa is the group Yen Amare in Senegal. The group's name literally means fed up, and they not only use their platform to produce politically charged songs against former President Wade, but they also encouraged voting and hosted events and rallies for the public. A more current instance of an African hip-hop artist creating political dialogue and controversy is Tariku Gankasi in Ethiopia. Gankasi recently released the song Dish Dagena. The song spoke of the current warring times within Ethiopia and pleaded for unity and reconciliation. The song gained so much popularity that Gankasi was asked by the government to perform. His statement pleading for an end to sending the youth to war and an end to violence, however, after his performance, was not taken well, and he was later forced to apologize for his remarks. It is intriguing to see the stark differences in not only how political rap is perceived in America versus Africa, but also the differences within African countries themselves, with governments of varying control and strictness. While some hip-hop artists in Africa may more freely speak of the corrupted government or their perspectives on war or racism, other artists do not always have this privilege. I believe it is imperative to understand this when hearing their social and political commentary to have full appreciation for their music.
So for me, Kendrick Lamar is an artist who exhibits an outstanding representation of political behavior, especially when it comes to rap. He talks about many topics from Black culture, and from racism to fame and his image. In his song, Hood Politics, Lamar aims to address the issues of Black life and how the livelihood of Black people can be considered politics. Low-income communities experience a wide array of issues in their communities and how they dealt with them. The entire To Pimp a Butterfly album was a rule book to explain the life of Black people living in poverty and in the quote-unquote ghetto. There are also strong parallels between Lamar's music and NWA's political music. Seeing as though both of these artists originated in Compton, California, it's amazing to see the echoes and parallels of the culture that NWA created and its impact on other rappers. I believe that when you make music like this, it serves as a love letter to the Black community. I think Black people across the diaspora are misunderstood in general. It also brings awareness to those who are in the Black community, who are privileged, and for outsiders who need to understand our culture. But it doesn't only do that, because the music isn't made to be understood. It's kind of like if you know, you know, but it's storytelling. Stories that have been ignored for so long, and I feel like there's empowerment in that. And the great thing about music is its impact. You never know who you're helping, encouraging, advocating, and advising when you speak about these situations. And that's what makes the listeners want more from you as an artist. The Black experience is something that cannot be ignored, and through Kendrick Lamar's music, he demands to be heard. And as listeners, we have to think deeply and critically about what the artist is saying. If it ignites something within you, you have to do something about it. If you feel something around you is messed up, say something and help the community around you. It is Black people against the world sometimes, and I feel like it's imperative that we continue to lift each other up.
These artists' displays of social and political representations are never in vain. They have encouraged listeners to rally, to vote, to speak, and to show up. During the 2020 election, it was a lot of rappers who were engaging the Black community to show out in the numbers that we did. Obviously, a lot of Black political heads helped as well, but it was rap culture that helped tie it all together. And even during the Black Lives Matter movement, Lil Baby released a song titled The Bigger Picture, which became an anthem for the movement in Atlanta. We owe a lot of these rappers, young and old, a great deal of respect for acknowledging the issues in the Black community and not being afraid to speak on about them. These artists' lyrics alone have moved masses, and that is why political and social rap should be appreciated and acknowledged. Thank you for joining us in discussing the political and social representations of hip-hop artists. This topic is critical to the understanding of both the development and the impact of hip-hop today, and we hope you enjoyed it.